Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Get ready. It's time for
Operation Late Night Excitement.
Top rated late night radio.
The awesomest night of all time.
After dark.
It's Late Night with Hancock and Kelly.
You deserve a fun night.
On KMOX.
You not only deserve a fun night, but you're going to get 2 hours of mindless bar talk between two good buddies.
You've come to the right place.
John Hancock, how are you?
Man, I'm tired.
Yeah, why is that?
I'm very tired. Well, my lovely wife.
Uh-huh.
My beautiful wife.
St. Georgian.
The lovely Georgian had her knee replaced on Thursday of last week.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
It's been rough. And but, you know, I don't like to talk.
Yeah. You've been a good spouse?
My nursing skills have been extraordinary.
Yeah.
And I'm earning rave reviews from my wife for the first time in about 25 years.
Are you having to handle any of the rebandaging and bandaging up?
No. She's still got the original
bandage.
Waterproof bandage on. It comes off next week.
So you don't do any of that?
No. So what I've got
is... So what do you just get, tea and...
I'm the runner. Whatever she needs, whenever she needs it.
Right.
Boom. There it is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm keeping the kitchen clean, dishes.
Well done.
I'm walking the dog twice a day.
Now, that is a significant development.
It's like a mile and a quarter.
What, do you walk around the block?
It's a big block.
There's no block in St. Louis that's a mile and a quarter.
Let me explain to you how long this walk
John,
is.
I've been to your neighborhood.
And I live in a subdivision where the word hill is in the name of the subdivision. And let me just tell you, it's tough. It's difficult. And Gus and I have been doing it. And then you got to pick up the poop.
Yeah.
You know,
does the dog pull you along?
He did last night.
Tell me what times you're going to be out there, because I'm going to come get him to run to me and pull you over.
Gus is walking when I get home tonight after 10 o'clock. So,
late night walking.
Yeah. And you know,
is it safe?
Very safe. Yes. But last night it took me a good 5 minutes to find the poop.
Really?
I mean, he did the thing.
Well, that's when you kind of look around, you pretend like you grab it and just move along.
Well, no, I got the, flashlight thing on the phone here, which usually when it comes on, I don't mean for it to come on. But I meant for it to come on last night, and I looked all over for it. It took me 5 minutes to find the poop, but I found the poop.
Yeah.
And I picked up the poop because I'm a good neighbor.
And then where do you take it? You carry it the whole time?
I carry the poop, Michael.
Now, when you get home, do you immediately walk to the kitchen sink and wash your hands?
No. Because I've got a full
why wouldn't you wash your hands?
Because I've got my system.
What is your system?
5 paper towels, and they're in the bottom of the bag.
Uh-huh.
Gus poops. I find the poop.
Uh-huh.
I drop the paper towels on top of the poop.
Uh-huh.
And then I put my hand on the outside of the bag,
yeah,
and I grab the paper towels with the poop and the bag. And I whoosh, scoop it up.
Inverse it.
Down, yes, into the bag. Never get anywhere near the poop.
But still, you don't come home and wash your hands?
I probably wash my hands. I don't know what
I'm see, I would be the whole time. I would be thinking, I got to get back and wash my hands. Got to wash my hands.
When I get home,
yeah,
I've got sweat beads on my, you know, stuff, and it's not good.
Yeah.
This is
just walking to the end of the block and back, right?
Michael, it's a mile and a quarter.
John. I've been in your neighborhood. I don't even think your whole neighborhood has a mile and a quarter worth of pavement.
Trust me. You go down, you go up, you go over,
mm-hmm,
you go down. Now, I do cut it a little short. go through the neighbor's yard.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, sometimes. So,
are you able to control Gus when Gus decides he wants to bark at somebody? Are you able to be like, Gus, hey.
So my first night after the surgery.
Yeah.
There I am. And Georgianne's been walking Gus for years.
Yeah.
So the first night after the surgery.
I don't think anyone who listens to us regularly would be shocked.
I am walking Gus. He's doing perfectly well.
Uh-huh.
Starting to get a little bit agitated. There's 2 dogs across the street.
Right.
And it was like the 65 Cassius Clay, Sonny Liston fight. Down goes Liston. The woman with the 2 dogs, down she went.
She tripped?
I don't know what happened.
Okay.
All I know is she was there, and then she was gone.
Okay.
And the dog was loose. And the dog came over to Gus, and it was... I mean, we had a dog fight there.
Did they bite at each other?
They were going at it. So I pulled Gus off of the dog, you know, and I look over. There's no lady. And so the dog takes a second run at Gus.
Uh-huh. Now you're going to kick it.
Yeah, they're going at it. And... So I pull Gus off. I get him settled down, you know, and the other dog left, and the other dog didn't come back because my dog is tough.
Yeah.
I look across the street.
Yeah.
Up from the ashes, Michael.
Comes the lady.
There she was. Yeah. The little head popped up.
What'd she say?
She said that she hit her head. And I said, well, you better have that head examined.
Did you go help her up?
No, I got Gus here. So she finally comes and retrieves her dog. And then the good news is Gus pooped right away after that. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, all that activity gets you going.
Yeah,
it's like waking up in the morning.
It was all good. This is not what we were going to talk about.
Hold on a second, but I want to stick with it for just one more moment, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
So you wind up walking. The lady falls down. She hits her head. Have you seen her since the incident?
No. And see, I'm not particularly acquainted with the neighbors that are like beyond 5 houses from me. You know, Georgianne walks the dog.
Well, you don't ever walk that far, so you don't ever go down there.
I do now.
Yeah.
I am I'm the king of the neighborhood now.
Do you know what a meme is?
What?
A meme? Have you seen, I don't know if this is a meme or if it's a TikTok video, but it says, if people acted like dogs, and this guy's walking in a neighborhood, right?
Yeah.
And he's got a phone on his ear. And then all of a sudden, there's somebody else mowing their lawn in the front yard. And they see each other. And so they're acting like dogs. So they both just start, I'm going to kick your butt. And then he gets to the end of the
and everybody's gone.
And everybody just acts like they're normal again. How true is that?
It is true. And
hey, speaking of dogs, did you see the dogs they brought out for the Queen's funeral today?
Yeah, the Corgis.
The what?
The Corgis.
That's their name?
No, that's the breed of the dog, Michael. They're Corgis.
Oh.
The Queen loved Corgis.
Yeah, and so they brought them out there for all the...
Sandy and...
Oh, you even know the names of the dogs?
I'm into this thing.
Oh, we're going to talk about that later.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that later. But first... We got to step aside because we got to check in with our NFL insider.
Yes, there is nothing quite like it, folks. If you're one of the 12 regular listeners to Hancock and Kelly on Monday nights, you'll know all about our NFL insider. He joins us after this on CamelX.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hello there, it's Hancock and Kelly. We have something going on with our audio.
Some technical difficulties out there.
There's lights going off and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Sean Hancock, Michael Kelly, for Hancock and Kelly Late Night. We're going to see if this is working. We go now to our regular Monday night special guest, indeed, John Hancock Jr., he's our NFL insider. Are you there, Junior?
Michael, I'm here. How's it going?
We're doing great, pal. How's everything in the Windy City?
Everything in the Windy City is good.
Yeah, the weather's got to be perfect up there. It's absolutely spectacular in St. Louis. It was hot here today.
Very hot today.
Going to cool off here soon.
I was out watering the flowers today.
Hey, before we get started, tonight there's two NFL Monday Night Football games. What's that all about, Junior?
Yeah, so they've been doing this the past few years. They throw two games out there. You got the
Titans and the Bills, the Vikings and the Eagles. Yeah, and the Eagles. But it's kind of strange that they have two Monday night games. If they're going to start doing that every week now?
Not every week.
So they've done it the past early on. Sorry, I got a bad echo going on.
Why don't you, I'll tell you what, why don't you hang up
and
call us back on the phone number?
Yep.
All right.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, I've had that on the Opal before.
Yeah,
Where you get the echo.
There's nothing worse than when you're trying to talk and you hear your own voice coming back at you. I know you like to hear your own voice.
Did you hear me say I was out watering the flowers today?
Does he know what number to call?
Yeah, he should.
Okay.
So I was out watering the flowers today.
Uh-huh.
And it was hot.
Yeah, it was warm.
There I am. My neighbors have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, they probably
look out, And they say, they see me watering the flowers.
They probably think Georgianne died.
But there I am. I've got the little spray going on. You know, you pinch the hose. You know how to do that. You get the little rain effect going.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was amazing.
So I think we're rejoined now with John Jr. You there?
NFL Insider, are you there?
Yeah,
we're not good.
Doesn't look like we're having an NFL insider segment. I've got a lot to share about the NFL this weekend.
Have you now?
Yeah.
All right.
Did you watch any of the games?
I saw a little bit.
I watched the
Tampa
Bay. I'm very
busy, I got stuff going on.
Well, yeah, you're being a caretaker.
Nurse Nancy. I'm doing my nursing business while all that's going on. But I had the stuff on.
Well, let's just talk about what we were talking about in the Buffalo Bills.
Yes.
The silliest name in all of sport, is it not?
No, it's a great name.
Well, what does it mean?
It's Buffalo Bill Cody. He was a very famous American.
Why would you name a football team after a wannabe cowboy?
He wasn't a wannabe cowboy. He was Buffalo Bill. He was
the NFL Insider is back.
Insider is back. All right, let's go to what everybody wants to know. The Carolina Panthers defeated by the New York Giants yesterday. The Carolina Panthers are now 0-2. Their quarterback, Baker Mayfield. What do you make of
it? We have to start with him. This is the man I've called the biggest fraud in the league, Baker Mayfield. And look, I don't want to dance on anyone's grave. I've been called something of a Baker hater, but all I've ever done is stated the facts. And I don't need the Baker believers apologizing to me. It's water under the bridge. Water under the bridge. Teddy Bridgewater has a winning record as a starting quarterback. Baker does not. EPA plus CPOE is an advanced quarterback stat. Since Baker was drafted in 2018, Teddy Bridgewater ranked 18. Baker's 29th, down there with Jared Goff and Mitch Trubisky. Last year, Michael, Sam Darnold, with a healthy Christian McCaffrey, led this same Carolina Panthers team to a 3-0 start. And even with McCaffrey this year, Baker has lost to the Browns and the Giants, outplayed by Jacoby Brissett and Daniel Jones. I take no joy in this, but I think the football fans everywhere are finally waking up to see what I've been saying. What I've seen since he planted the flag at Ohio State back in college. Mayfield is not a capable starting quarterback in the NFL.
How can you argue with this man? I mean, he makes such a compelling argument as it relates to Baker Mayfield. How long do you think this experiment in Carolina goes on with him?
So I think they'll run it through the whole year. You know, he is very comparable to a Teddy Bridgewater type where he can go in there, play a full season, win some games, but you're not going to do much more.
How much money is this guy making?
He took a big salary cut when he went to Carolina. He was due, I think, $18 million, and the Browns ended up eating a good portion of that.
Oh, so he's still making the bank, but the Browns are paying it.
Yeah, as they're wont to do. Speaking of another poor mark on the NFL, the Cleveland Browns did something that hadn't been done since 2001, losing a game they led by 13 points with under 2 minutes.
That was unbelievable.
Yep, and the team that last did that in 2001, of course, the Cleveland Browns.
Wow. Helmed by Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Well, 2001, that might have been Tim Couch. That's when they had that laundry list of quarterbacks.
Yeah, they've gone through coaches and quarterbacks, and that franchise is cursed almost. And they, the Browns moved to Baltimore. The Cleveland Browns became the Baltimore Ravens, and Cleveland didn't have a team for a long time. And then they got an expansion team that they called the Browns again. And what have they made the playoffs like twice in the last 25 years, something like that?
Yeah, it's something like that. They got one win because Ben Roethlisberger didn't know when to hang it up, but not much to write home about in Cleveland, and it doesn't look like things are getting better.
All right, speaking of quarterbacks, something of a shocker for me yesterday was Tua Tagovailoa, or whatever his name is.
Tagovailoa, baby.
Yeah, of the Miami Dolphins, a guy who was really a disappointment for much of his professional career, but man, did he have a game of the ages yesterday.
Yeah, well, you look at the weapons he had when he was at Alabama, and you pair him up with Tyreek Hill and Waddle. That's the best duo I think you'll find in the league in recent history. And they both put up monster numbers yesterday, 28 points in the fourth quarter, came back from 21 down. That was a huge statement for Tua and the Dolphins.
Yeah, and they have those wide receivers. I think they have the fastest wide receiving core in the NFL.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. They're quick. They can score from anywhere. And if Tua throws how he did yesterday, that's going to be a sleeper team to keep your eye on. Unfortunately for them, they're in the AFC where it seems every good team happens to be these days.
Well, and they're in the same division with the Buffalo Bills, who are playing right now and winning 24-7 for anybody. Of course, anybody that's interested in that is watching the game. But the Buffalo Bills, in my estimation, and I'm curious to get your thoughts, we're visiting with our NFL insider, John Hancock. The Buffalo Bills, I think, are the best team in football this year.
Yeah, you know, going into the season, it was the Bills and the Chiefs, Bills and the Chiefs, and that looks like what we've got after these first 2 weeks. I think the Chiefs, we were expecting them to have a tough division, but the Broncos have not been sharp at all. Very disappointing start for Russell Wilson and the new head coach, Nathaniel Hackett. The Raiders are 0-2. They were supposed to be revamped and rejuvenated. So with that division not being as strong as we thought, there's a good chance the Chiefs can get that one seed in the AFC. And Josh Allen going to Arrowhead hasn't worked out lately.
Yeah, and then the Cardinals wind up beating the Raiders in the last minute on a two-point conversion. That was a crazy game, but that's not where I want to go. Joe Burrow, who's arguably one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, doesn't have an offensive line in front of him. He's going to get killed.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of the same story of last year. It might have been more of a flash-in-the-pan type thing, that the run he was able to put together behind a shabby offensive line. But Joe Burrow, you got to be concerned about that. I mean, his health's on the line. He's taking the beating every game. He does have one of the, you know, top five receiving corps in the league, but doesn't have any time to get the ball to him.
Our NFL insider, John Hancock, joins us here. And before we let you go, I happen to know that you started your career as a Little League baseball umpire. And curious to get your thoughts about that experience. How was it dealing with the parents back in the day?
Yeah, well, the worst thing that ever happened to me, you guys know catcher's interference.
Yeah.
So I had a kid who, catcher, didn't know what he was doing. His head was over the plate. Kid swings the metal bat, cracks him across the side of the mat. The kid's on the ground crying. I had to give the batter first base. The parents were, you know, cussing me out, saying, "What are you doing? He hurt my kid." The kid was standing in the middle of the plate. I mean, that rules the rule.
And so you were dealing with some very angry parents. Was that kind of a consistent thing throughout your time of being an umpire?
Well, fortunately, they gave me a lot of the lower profile games where the parents were just happy the kids were getting outside. But anytime there was a lick of competitiveness, you definitely felt the parents were more into it, and they were chirping, giving their 2 cents on everything you're doing.
Well, there you have it, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk about officiating in little leagues and high school sports. It's gotten tough out there. John Hancock, thanks so much for joining us, our NFL insider. We'll be back after this on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly.
I love it at night.
On King of OX.
I'm Kelly, that's Hancock. And John, this last, about a week ago, I went out to St. Charles.
Yeah.
And I was
God's Country.
It's where I grew up. Watched some high school sports.
Did you now?
And wound up talking to one of the athletic directors
what sport
out there.
Were you,
soccer.
Oh, soccer. That's a sport, I guess.
Yeah. Dude, I love soccer.
You can't use your hands.
Right. That's the whole point of the game.
You know what the score...
It is the biggest sport on the planet.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You know what the score of the soccer game is, don't you?
What?
0-0. I mean, you know, almost any time you ask that question, that's the answer.
I'm assuming you're not going for any of the broadcasting jobs with the new soccer team in town?
He kicks the ball to Joe. Now Joe sends it over to Steve. Oh, Steve got... No, he didn't get hit because you can't hit anybody in soccer. there's a yellow card.
Did you ever play when you were a kid?
I was on the Berkeley Bombers.
Well, and you didn't like it?
I was a goalie.
Yeah, and how'd that go?
You know, I don't like to talk.
Okay.
But I was a 7-year-old, pretty exceptional goalkeeper.
Yeah, did you make any big saves?
Huge. You know, because on the penalty kick, you got this whole net there.
Right.
You got the kid out
there.
And
you're so small.
Well, I was...
No, big. When you were a little dude.
I was a big 7-year-old.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, look at me. So so we got, the kids out there, and they put the ball down, and you're standing in the middle of the goal, on the goal line.
Right.
I'll have you.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got to decide...
Left or right? Up or down?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're looking that 7-year old in the eyeball there, uh-huh. Kyle Finnegan. There he is.
Right.
And he's addressing the ball. I'm going to dive right.
Uh-huh.
Boom! He kicks the ball.
To the right.
Bam! I made the save.
Did you
pushing
really?
The ball out. Yes, yes, yes.
Wow, 7 years old.
Yes.
I'm congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
So I wound up visiting with one of the athletic directors out there, and they say the hardest part about high school sport right now is finding referees and officials for the games.
Yep.
Fast forward 24 hours later, I'm sitting in my office, I'm scrolling through Twitter, and there's a story about some guy who was reffing a baseball game, and a parent lost their mind, umping a baseball game.
Yeah.
And a parent lost his mind, came out and started yelling with him and popped him across the face.
No.
And wound up breaking his jaw. And I think this is all going on. We just talked to Junior a couple of minutes ago about, you know, what's going on in youth sport that parents, I mean, I was just happy to be out there. You want the kids out there. You want the sun on them. You want the wind to blow the stink off of them. You know, get out there and run around. And then, you know, we all know those parents who used to show up. I'm sure when your kids played, you kind of knew, Billy's dad's going to be a real jerk.
Here he is.
Oh, here he is.
Yeah,
he's going to start yelling at the umpire.
Yeah. Well, so what it is, I think, is that when you become a parent, that little peanut from infancy is going to be the greatest thing that ever existed in the history of the world.
Yeah. He's going to be the next Ronaldo, you know, if you will, in
president
soccer.
Or, you know, whatever.
All right.
And so you get into youth sports, and maybe your kid's got a little bit of talent. And you feel that they've been wronged in some way by a poor officiating call.
Right.
And the parents lose themselves because somehow that's going to deter young Sprocket from getting his scholarship and going on to
20 years from now,
$30 million a year contract.
It's really sad. I mean, watching the soccer game, there were two guys out there, and God bless them for being out there. I mean, they had been collecting Social Security for a while.
Really?
That's how long, you know.
So the high school officials at the soccer game
were older dudes.
Wow.
Really old. I mean, like retired 70 plus. Not that 70's old, but I mean, for running around with a bunch of high school kids.
Maybe I could do that.
That would be interesting.
Pull out the yellow card, everyone.
But you just kind of wonder what's wrong with the parents that they're doing this. And because that used to be a cool kind of way for a kid in the summertime to pick up at a couple extra bucks. You go ump a baseball game.
And you get
$25. You get a free ice cream cone, and you're off on your way. But then you got to deal with, you know, Tommy's dad yelling at you.
Well, here's a little life lesson, Michael, that I've observed in the many decades I've been planted here on Earth.
Okay.
Some people are, well, they're idiots.
Yeah.
And so if you're an idiot, the chances that you're going to exhibit
idiot behavior
is pretty high. And so when you put 25 kids onto a field, that's pretty much 50 parents, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that still works in this new, you know, age we're in. You got 50 parents out of 25 kids. Chances are somebody's going to be a jerk.
So do you think that it's more prevalent now because of, I don't want to get too philosophical, but I feel like everybody's mean about everything, like on social media and on Twitter and even the hot takes you see on Sports Center and stuff. It no longer is, you know, cheering on. It's also like tearing down others.
Well, yeah. I mean, you and I do politics for a living, and we don't really talk about politics on our Monday night show, but politics has become very coarse. And yeah, I mean, I think there's a certain amount of that is happening. And I also think the other thing with specific to sports is that now you've got all of these elite leagues.
Right.
And so, you know, the 10-year-old is trying to make the elite league.
Right.
And so if something, you know, he gets a call against him, he gets called out on strikes, and it was, you know, the ball was 6 inches outside, the parents are going to lose their mind because Junior's not going to make the elite team now. And I think that's put a lot of stress on the
And I don't get it.
Sports.
I have nieces and nephews. Some of them are elite athletes. Some of them are just like me. They wanted to play the game
and
go home.
We've got the one that's like,
I've got one that's really, really, really good.
Yeah.
But his parents are the most laid back of all the parents at the game because they're not, you know, first of all, I would hope nobody in my family would act that way. That they would be the ones out there chewing out, referees. But I don't know. I just it was really disappointing to hear it. And then you hear these stories from Johnny. I've talked to a couple of my nephews who've ref soccer games.
Yeah.
They say it's not worth it. You know, you go spend a Saturday out there listening to people yell at you the whole time.
Yeah. Well, my parents never had a problem with that because I was such a poor athlete.
Well, you were sitting on a bench.
Well, and so
although you were the goalkeeper, you must have been big because you put the biggest kid in the goal.
But I do want to tell you about what may be my greatest exploit in the history of Little League baseball.
Oh, this ought to be good.
So,
hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly.
I love it at night.
On King of OX.
I'm Kelly, that's Hancock, and John, this last, about a week ago, I went out to St. Charles.
Yeah.
And I was
God's Country.
It's where I grew up. Watched some high school sports.
Did you now?
And wound up talking to one of the athletic directors out there.
What sport were you?
Soccer.
Oh, soccer. That's a sport, I guess.
Yeah. Dude, I love soccer.
You can't use your hands.
Right. That's the whole point of the game.
It is
the biggest sport on the planet.
Yeah. You know what the score of the soccer game is, don't you?
What?
0-0. I mean, almost any time you ask that question, that's the answer.
I'm assuming you're not going for any of the broadcasting jobs with the new soccer team in town?
He kicks the ball to Joe. Now Joe sends it over to Steve. Oh, Steve got... No, he didn't get hit because you can't hit anybody in soccer. there's a yellow card.
Did you ever play when you were a kid?
I was on the Berkeley Bombers.
Well, and you didn't like it?
I was the goalie.
Yeah, and how'd that go?
You know, I don't like to talk.
Okay.
But I was a 7-year-old, pretty exceptional goalkeeper.
Yeah, did you make any big saves?
Huge. You know, because on the penalty kick, you got this whole net there.
Right.
You got the kid out
and
there.
And you're so small.
Well, I was...
No, big, when you were a little dude.
I was a big seven-year-old.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, look at me. So so we got, the kids out there, and they put the ball down, and you're standing in the middle of the goal, on the goal line.
Right.
I'll have you.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got to decide...
Left or right? Up or down?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you're looking that seven-year-old in the eyeball there, Kyle Finnegan. There he is.
Right.
And he's addressing the ball. I'm going to dive right.
Uh-huh.
Boom! He kicks the ball.
To the right.
Bam! I made the save.
Did you
pushing
really?
The ball out. Yes, yes, yes.
Wow, 7 years old.
Yes.
I'm congratulations.
Right. Thank you.
So I wound up visiting with one of the athletic directors out there, and they say the hardest part about high school sport right now is finding referees and officials for the games.
Yep.
Fast forward 24 hours later, I'm sitting in my office, I'm scrolling through Twitter, and there's a story about some guy who was reffing a baseball game, and a parent lost their mind, umping a baseball game.
Yeah.
And a parent lost his mind, came out and started yelling with him and popped him across the face and wound up breaking his jaw. And I think this is all going on. We just talked to Junior a couple of minutes ago about, you know, what's going on in youth sport that parents, I mean, I was just happy to be out there. You want the kids out there. You want the sun on them. You want the wind to blow the stink off of them. You know, get out there and run around. And then, you know, we all know those parents who used to show up. I'm sure when your kids played, you kind of knew, Billy's dad's going to be a real jerk.
Here he is.
He's going to start yelling at the umpire.
Yeah. So what it is, I think, is that when you become a parent, that little peanut from infancy is going to be the greatest thing that ever existed in the history of the world.
Yeah. He's going to be the next Ronaldo, in
president
soccer.
Whatever.
All right.
And so you get into youth sports, and maybe your kid's got a little bit of talent. And you feel that they've been wronged in some way by a poor officiating call.
Right.
And the parents lose themselves because somehow that's going to deter young Sprocket from getting his scholarship and going on to
20 years from now,
$30 million a year contract.
It's really sad. I mean, watching the soccer game, there were two guys out there, and God bless them for being out there. I mean, they had been collecting Social Security for a while.
Really?
That's how long, you know.
So the high school officials at the soccer game
were older dudes.
Wow.
Really old. I mean, like retired 70 plus. Not that 70's old, but I mean, for running around with a bunch of high school kids.
Maybe I could do that.
That would be interesting.
Pull out the yellow card, everyone.
But you just got to wonder what's wrong with the parents that they're doing this. And because that used to be a cool kind of way for a kid in the summertime to pick up at a couple extra bucks. You go ump a baseball game.
And you get
$25. You get a free ice cream cone and you're off on your way. But then you got to deal with, Tommy's dad yelling at you.
Well, here's a little life lesson, Michael, that I've observed in the many decades I've been planted here on Earth.
Okay.
Some people are, they're idiots.
Yeah.
And so if you're an idiot, the chances that you're going to exhibit
idiot behavior
is pretty high. And so when you put 25 kids onto a field, that's pretty much 50 parents, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that still works in this new, age we're in. You got 50 parents out of 25 kids. Chances are somebody's going to be a jerk.
So do you think that it's more prevalent now because of, I don't want to get too philosophical, but I feel like everybody's mean about everything, like on social media and on Twitter and even the hot takes you see on Sports Center and stuff, it no longer is, cheering on. It's also like tearing down others.
Well, yeah. I mean, you and I do politics for a living, and we don't really talk about politics on our Monday night show, but politics has become very coarse. And yeah, I mean, I think there's a certain amount of that is happening. And I also think the other thing with specific to sports is that now you've got all of these elite leagues.
Right.
And so, the 10-year-old is trying to make the elite league.
Right.
And so if something, he gets a call against him, he gets called out on strikes and it was, the ball was 6 inches outside, the parents going to lose their mind because Junior's not going to make the elite team now. And I think that's put a lot of stress on the.
And I don't get it. I have nieces and nephews. Some of them are elite athletes. Some of them are just like me. They wanted to play the game
and
go home.
You got the one that's like,
yeah, I've incredible. Got one that's really, really, really good.
Yeah.
But his parents are the most laid back of all the parents at the game because they're not, you know, first of all, nobody, I would hope nobody in my family would act that way. That they would be the ones out there chewing out, you know, referees. But I don't know. I just it was really disappointing to hear it. And then you hear these stories from Johnny. I've talked to a couple of my nephews who've refed soccer games.
Yeah.
They say it's not worth it. You know, you go spend a Saturday out there listening to people yell at you the whole time.
Yeah. Well, my parents never had a problem with that because I was such a poor athlete.
Well, you were sitting on the bench.
Well, and so
although you were the goalkeeper, you must have been big. Well, because you put the biggest kid in the goal.
But I do want to tell you about what may be my greatest exploit in the history of Little League baseball.
Oh, this ought to be good.
So, I was a good fielder.
Yeah.
I
got one after you.
I don't like to talk.
Uh-huh.
But I was a good fielder. They used to call me Scoop over there at first base. But I couldn't hit.
Right.
And because one of the first games of the year, I got hit twice by the pitcher. And I couldn't stand in. I was afraid of the ball. So, they used to give me the take sign. When I would come up, and the take sign was the third base coach placing both of his hands around his neck. And that was the take sign. And so I was standing in, and the bases were loaded, two outs, and I get the take sign.
Uh-huh.
It was ball one. Feeling pretty good. Next pitch is on the way. I step out, strike, right down the middle.
Wasn't a take sign, huh?
No. Bases loaded. I get the two hands around the neck again. So, okay, I'll take. So I stand in. I dig at the dirt. He comes to the belt, checks on the runners. Ball is headed straight for my head.
Uh-huh.
I freak out as I'm running away from the ball. Oh, by the way, we're playing St. Monica's, who only had eight kids that showed up for the game. So they didn't have a right fielder. And as I'm running away from the ball that's headed for my head, it hits the bat. It goes into right field. One run scores.
Two runs.
Here comes another. I'm around second. I'm headed for third. There's no right fielder. I am so slow that I got a triple out of that instead of a home run.
Oh, but that's hysterical.
It was my best hit ever.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I played junior baseball. I think my parents wanted to make sure that I was the only boy, right? I had five sisters.
Yeah,
so they wanted me to do some boy things.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I went and played baseball. I'll never forget. Played for one of these teams where the dad was the coach and the kid that was his kid was the best kid on the team, you know?
Of course. Oh, yeah. We had one of those.
Yeah. He was the best kid on the team. And so I said to the guy, you know, it was going to be my turn to go into the field. And I said, I got to go to the bathroom. And he says, no, you don't. Get out in right field. Well, I went out the right field. I had to go to the bathroom so bad, I just whipped it out right there and started going in the right field fields, and they pulled me off the field, I didn't have to go back to baseball anymore.
Yeah, you probably got a citation from the city of St. Charles.
I was a little dude. Yeah. I was like 7 years old. I had to go to the bathroom. I was like, Gus, when you get home tonight, trying to get out there.
I can't wait for that. Hey, when we come back, a big day in the world today. It was the funeral of Queen Elizabeth II of Great Britain and the Commonwealth. I found it very touching, Mark.
I'm glad it's over with.
We'll be back after this on KMOX.
It's the same song. What are the words to God Save the Queen?
The Star Spangled Banner is a beer drinking song.
So. Is it?
Yes. There it is.
Oh, there it is. Did you watch it?
Saw some of it.
I woke up this morning about 3:30.
Oh, that was all happening.
So I had my iPad there.
Think about the significance of this. I mean, this will be probably the last time in our lives.
That we bury a queen?
Yes.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Yeah. I think we'll bury a king, hopefully, in our lives. I mean, he's no spring chicken.
My health isn't so good.
Excellent point.
Yeah.
What is Charles, 73, 74?
He's 73,
73.
Yeah, right.
73.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, I wound up flipping on the iPad and watching on Twitter.
There you go.
Some of the stuff. And it was very pretty.
Yes.
You know, it's very ceremonial. It's a huge waste of money. I have great reverence for the lady. And she was an incredible human been involved in so much of our lives. It is so hard for me to get past in the year 2022 that we still have people who are by birth and by God given land, and they are ruling a country. I think the whole idea of royals and that they're being paid for is insane.
The monarchy is a stabilizing influence for the British people. The monarchy is what draws disparate political viewpoints together.
Right.
The monarchy is
modern day
the symbol of the nation.
Yeah. It was very pretty. But I was looking at this whole thing that they were doing. And I don't blame the people who of Britain. They were all caught up in it. This lady's been the queen for the entire
time.
But the amount of money that they spend to dress these horses up and braid their hair and then, you know, put on little capes and weird hats and walk around and march, that's a lot of money that they're spending for what purpose?
The Queen of England has died, Michael.
Yeah.
And she was an extremely important and significant.
I'm not arguing against that.
All right.
Now, do you think that King Charles will be an extremely important figure to Britain? No. The reason this lady is so, regaled the way that she is because she did it for 70 years.
Yes. And she did her duty. She did it wonderfully and went through, you think about it. I mean, just in terms of the history. The collapse of the British Empire. I mean, that all happened while she was
exactly
the monarch.
Enough said. It's over with.
Yeah, but here's the thing: there is nothing like the monarchy in the United States that unites
us. Thank the Lord.
We are
Donald Trump would like there to be a monarchy,
but our politics are so polarized, and their politics are polarized too,
right.
Over there.
Mm-hmm.
But they've got the monarchy.
Yeah.
That binds and unites that nation together. And there is some value in that. I think there's real value in that.
It was about 4:30 in the morning after I'd been on Twitter for a while that I thought, what are you doing, you fool? You should go back to sleep. But I watched people march for a whole hour because they were all dressed up in costumes.
Yeah.
And then driving down here today,
otherwise known as uniforms,
all the flags in the United States are at half mast for this lady as well. We ran them out of here. We literally had a war with them to get rid of them. Why are we lowering our flags for the death of, we don't lower the flags for the death of a lot of Americans.
Well, we do. I mean, people of significance and,
But a whole week of having the flags down for the queen? Come on.
Well, that week is now over. And I guess they do still have some period of mourning after the funeral now.
It's been going on 10 days.
Yeah.
I hope they kept her on ice.
Yeah.
It's got to be smelly.
Well, you don't open the box, Michael. You're done.
But that process is happening then.
Yeah. Well, whatever. I don't want to think about that.
You don't want to think about the reality of what that they've kept somebody who is dead in a box for 10 days, pranced them around in the heat, and now they're going to go, no, we're going to mourn some more.
It's about the national identity of their people. Hmm. And that is their identity is wrapped up in this monarchy. And,
aren't you grateful that our identity is not wrapped up in some monarchy?
I am. I would not want a monarchy in the United States, but I will say it serves a purpose. Now, Queen Elizabeth's father was King
George
the Sixth.
Uh-huh.
It was King George the Third who was reigning when the United States declared its independence from Great Britain. And back then, the king had some real power. Obviously.
Yeah. Well, and he sang that song to him, "You'll Be Back, Sing You'll See," from Hamilton.
The king and queen, the ruling monarch now, does not have real any political power in that system.
Right. They just cost a lot of money.
As it should be.
And they're a big tourism thing.
Oh, it's huge. And they make a lot of money for the country. There's no question about that.
Yeah. So you have no problem with them paying all that money for those guys to dress up and prance around on horses?
No, I think it is a part of it. It's not appreciably different from our elaborate 4th of July celebrations. Huh. You think about the collective amount of the fireworks that are spent by governments in this country.
Yeah, mean the 4th of July when we're celebrating the fact that we threw the British monarchy out of the United States.
But I
understand.
But there is value in those national celebrations, and I think that is what is happening right now in Great Britain. They're having a national celebration over the life of Queen Elizabeth II, who reigned for 70 years.
And so they called this the second Elizabethan era.
That's correct.
What will we call Charles's era?
That's going to be the, the Chuck years.
And so, Chuck the Third.
Chuck is a transitory figure.
Uh-huh.
And
until he hands it off to Will?
To William, King William.
King William.
Will become King William.
And what number will he be?
He'll be one of the Williams.
There's got to be a bunch of Williams.
And then his son.
Uh-huh. George.
Yes.
He'll be George the Seventh.
George the Seventh.
He's a cute little kid.
Yes. Well, he's about to, I think life's going to be good. Now, would you want to be in the royal family?
Probably not, but I wouldn't know any better. Like, I don't think that little kid knows what's up. But what's crazy is they're teaching him, like, you are better than everyone else. You are a royal. This land was given to you by birth and by God. And you're that. I mean, it's just, when you really think about it, it's absolutely insane. Well, I mean, come on. You know what I mean? Like, and then, they're like, oh, all the royals are coming from all this other place. These people just killed other people better. That's why they got to be in charge and get to be the royals.
Indeed.
It's time for it to go over with.
Well, that's Michael Kelly. He's got one point of view. I'm John Hancock. Sometimes I have another point of view.
I think you concur.
When we come back, folks.
Oh, Shawn Michael Lyle.
As fun as this has all been. Just wait, because Shawn Michael Lyle joins us, his weekly visit to Man from Hollywood, and the Hollywood stories that he will tell, you'll never hear anything like it. It's Hancock and Kelly on KMOX.
It's the same song.
I understand. It's the same melody.
Yeah. So what are the words to God Save the Queen?
The Star-Spangled Banner is a beer-drinking song.
So, is it?
Yes. There it is.
Oh, there it is. Did you watch it?
Saw some of it.
I woke up this morning about 3:30.
Oh, that was all happening.
So I had my iPad there.
Think about the significance of this. I mean, this will be probably the last time in our lives.
That we bury a queen?
Yes.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Yeah. I think we'll bury a king, hopefully, in our lives. I mean, he's no spring chicken.
My health isn't so good.
Excellent point.
Yeah.
What is Charles, 73, 74?
He's 73, yeah, right
73.
In there.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, I wound up flipping on the iPad and watching on Twitter.
There you go.
Some of the stuff. And it was very pretty.
Yes.
It's very ceremonial. It's a huge waste of money. Great reverence for the lady. She was an incredible human who's been involved in so much of our lives. It is so hard for me to get past in the year 2022 that we still have people who are by birth and by God given land, and they are ruling a country. I think the whole idea of royals and that they're being paid for is insane.
The monarchy is a stabilizing influence for the British people. The monarchy is what draws disparate political viewpoints together.
Right.
The monarchy is
modern day
the symbol of the nation.
Yeah. It was very pretty. But I was looking at this whole thing that they were doing. And I don't blame the people of Britain. They were all caught up in it. This lady's been the queen for
they
the entire
time.
But the amount of money that they spend to dress these horses up and braid their hair and then, put on little capes and weird hats and walk around and march, that's a lot of money that they're spending for what purpose?
The Queen of England has died, Michael.
Yeah.
And she was an extremely important and significant.
I'm not arguing against that.
All right.
Now, do you think that King Charles will be an extremely important figure to Britain? No. The reason this lady is so regaled the way that she is because she did it for 70 years.
Yes, and she did her duty. She did it wonderfully and went through, you think about it, just in terms of the history. The collapse of the British Empire. I mean, that all happened while she was
exactly
the monarch.
Enough said. It's over with.
Yeah, but here's the thing: there is nothing like the monarchy in the United States that unites.
Thank
us.
The Lord.
We are
Donald Trump would like there to be a monarchy,
but our politics are so polarized, and their politics are polarized too,
right.
Over there.
Mm-hmm.
But they've got the monarchy.
Yeah.
That binds and unites that nation together. And there is some value in that. I think there's real value in that.
It was about 4:30 in the morning after I'd been on Twitter for a while that I thought, what are you doing, you fool? You should go back to sleep. But I watched people march for a whole hour, and because they were all dressed up in costumes.
Yeah.
And then driving down here today,
otherwise known as uniforms,
all the flags in the United States are at half mast for this lady as well. We ran them out of here. We literally had a war with them to get rid of them. Why are we lowering our flags for the death of, I mean, we don't lower the flags for the death of a lot of Americans.
Well, we do. I mean, people of significance and, you know.
But a whole week of having the flags down for the queen, come on.
Well, I mean, that week is now over. And I guess they do still have some period of mourning after the funeral now.
It's been going on 10 days. Yeah. I hope they kept her on ice.
Yeah.
It's got to be smelly.
Well, you don't open the box, Michael. I mean, you're done.
But that process is happening then.
Yeah. Well, whatever. I don't want to think about that. I want to think
about
But
you don't want to think about the reality of what that they've kept somebody who is dead in a box for 10 days, pranced them around in the heat, and now they're going to go, and then we're going to mourn some more.
It's about the national identity of their people. Hmm. And that is their identity is wrapped up in this monarchy. And,
aren't you grateful that our identity is not wrapped up in some monarchy?
I am. I would not want a monarchy in the United States, but I will say it serves a purpose. Now, Queen Elizabeth's father was King
George
the Sixth.
Uh-huh.
It was King George the Third who was reigning when the United States declared its independence from Great Britain. And back then, the king had some real power. Obviously.
Yeah. Well, and he sang that song to him, "You'll Be Back, Sing You'll See," from Hamilton.
The king and queen, the ruling monarch now, does not have any political power in that system.
Right. They just cost a lot of money.
It should be.
And they're a big tourism thing.
Oh, it's huge. And they make a lot of money for the country. There's no question about that.
Yeah. So you have no problem with them paying all that money for those guys to dress up and prance around on horses?
No, I think it is a part of it. It's not appreciably different from our elaborate 4th of July celebrations. Huh. I mean, you think about the collective amount of the fireworks that are spent by governments in this country.
Yeah, you mean the 4th of July when we're celebrating the fact that we threw the British monarchy out of the United States.
But I
understand.
But there is value in those national celebrations, and I think that is what is happening right now in Great Britain. They're having a national celebration over the life of Queen Elizabeth II, who reigned for 70 years.
And so they called this the second Elizabethan era.
That's correct.
What will we call Charles's era?
That's going to be the, the Chuck years.
And so, Chuck the Third?
Chuck is a transitory figure.
Uh-huh.
And
until he hands it off to Will?
To William, King William.
King William will
become King William.
And what number will he be?
He'll be one of the Williams.
There's got to be a bunch of Williams.
And then his son.
Uh-huh. George.
Yes.
He'll be George the seventh.
George the Seventh.
He's a cute little kid.
Yes. Well, he's about to, I think life's going to be good. Now, would you want to be in the royal family?
Probably not, but I wouldn't know any better. Like, I don't think that little kid knows what's up. But what's crazy is they're teaching him, like, you are better than everyone else. You are a royal. This land was given to you by birth and by God. And you're that. I mean, it's just, when you really think about it, it's absolutely insane.
Well,
I mean, come on. You know what I mean? Like, and then, they're like, oh, all the royals are coming from all this other place. These people just killed other people better. That's why they got to be in charge and get to be the royals.
Indeed.
It's time for it to go over with.
Well, that's Michael Kelly. He's got one point of view. I'm John Hancock. Sometimes I have another point of view.
I think you concur.
When we come back, folks.
Oh, Shawn Michael Lyle.
As fun as this has all been. Just wait, because Shawn Michael Lyle joins us, his weekly visit, The Man from Hollywood, and the Hollywood stories that he will tell, you'll never hear anything like it. It's Hancock and Kelly on KMOX.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.